I'm Jim Cameron, Jim Cameron Consulting, broadcasting from the Fountainhead, home of Synergy Billing, and I'm your host for Volusia Matters, news, interviews, and matters that impact Volusia County directly or indirectly. And if you would, please click the like button to receive advance notice of this podcast. It'd sure help me. And you can also share this podcast with your friends. I wish you would. And now for the news. Volusia's official start of the sea turtle nesting season began last week, along with those sea turtle nighting regulations, which is going to last through October 31st. Now, residents and visitors should adhere to guidelines to enhance chances of hatchling survival, and we all heard of the effects of artificial lighting on the turtles. Property owners along the coastline must ensure their lighting complies with regulations, and they should minimize unnecessary outdoor lighting. They should cut back on the use of flashlights and cell phones on the beach, and anyone who encounters hatchlings or nesting females should back off. Now, Volusia's Sea Turtle Habitat Conservation Plan provides education on sea turtle-friendly practices to beachfront property owners, complete with free educational materials, and you get that by clicking www.volusiaseaturtles.org. And the county also offers complimentary lighting surveys and lighting plan reviews. Now, for more assistance, call lighting specialist Tom Hamilton at 238-4773 or email at thamilton@volusia.org. Next item, First Step Shelters' first quarter saw a 30% increase in shelter program intakes. An average daily count is approximately 75 individuals, and they've recently opened overflow space for women. They continue to have more seniors age 65 or more than last year, and about 20 seniors in the shelter since January. And currently, they have 11 in the program, and they expect to house another 5 seniors this month. Now, there's also been an uptick in 18 to 24-year-olds, and it's been like 2 or 3 young people in the program at a time, but they've had 9 so far in the first quarter. And at the same time, these young people, they got jobs, and they're saving at least half their income to find housing. First Step is also getting referrals for Safe Zone from law enforcement agencies. And see my last Volusia Matters newsletter for those Safe Zone numbers. Next item, the Real Estate Forum will take place June 11th. Opens up at 8:30 for registration, 9 a.m. for the program. It'll be at the Ocean Center. But this is hosted by Volusia County Association Responsible Development, VCARD, and Daytona Regional Chamber, and Daytona Beach, and New Smyrna Beach Board of Realtors. Now, this is a valuable information program, and my favorite part is Volusia property appraiser Larry Bartlett. He's going to provide the latest property value numbers assessment, so to speak. And I want to stress, this is what the real estate pros wait to hear every year. These numbers are preliminary to setting next year's local tax rates, so they are looked upon closely by city and county officials, as well as school board. It's $25 for VCARD and chamber and realtor members, and $35 for non-members. But again, that's going to be at Ocean Center, so make sure to attend this program. There's a rumor going around in Tallahassee and I guess throughout the state that the legislature might return maybe sometime in June for a special session with a focus on immigration. This is something of interest to Governor DeSantis. This may be some type of a legislative directive constitutional amendment for the November ballot. DeSantis has been championing a bill in Texas that would put border crossers in jail for 6 months on their first offense and up to 20 years for a repeat offense. And it would force judges to order repatriation with any local law enforcement responsible for taking undocumented immigrants back to the border. And the governor wants the means to give our law enforcement more authority to arrest and detain. Let's see what happens. Next item is a count of registered voters in Volusia County as of May the 1st. Now, for Democrats, active and inactive, they totaled 129,750. Republicans, again, active and inactive, totaled 174,925. For no party affiliation, active, inactive, NPAs, 129,716. And other parties in Volusia, and I'm taking like the Green Party and the Libertarian Party and others, active, inactive, totaled 12,664. So total number of voters altogether in Volusia County, 447,055. That's 447,055 voters. Next item, Volusia School District Bargaining Team and Volusia United Educators View met today to discuss district placement specialist and teacher assistants. So more details to come on how their talks went. Also, you probably saw a news journal last week that because federal COVID-19 funding for schools has ended, 284 school teachers were reassigned for the 2024-25 school year. And apparently, with no more access to federal funding, rather than cutting positions, the district plans to reallocate these individuals rather than dismiss them. So realignments and adjustments of this sort are made at the district level. So when the district's fiscal year ends at the end of June, they will be reassessing the budget. Next item, city leaders in Deltona are working through litigation with the IRS where there is a $1 million discrepancy. So Mayor Santiago Avila stated the IRS wants to penalize the city for misfiled forms from 2016 to 2019, and it's in pending litigation over some 1095C form, which has to do with employer insurance and coverage. Mayor Avila said that they are still working to figure out how all of this started. But in addition, Deltona City Commission and their new city manager, Dale Daugherty, they've reached an agreement on a contract. And I was at their meeting last night and was told Mr. Daugherty will be coming to Deltona, I believe this week, and just to find, you know, to get himself established somewhat, find a place to live. He will report on the job June the 10th. So we wish him well and look forward to working with him. And two quick reminders I wanted to add. Monday, May 13, 9 a.m.,
the LUSHA Elected Officials Roundtable. That's going to be at the airport, and I highly recommend this meeting. It includes the mayors from every city in Volusia County, including city manager or maybe the vice mayor. But then they also have county council members there, school board members. They discuss issues of importance to the county as a whole. I highly recommend this meeting. That's May 13, 9 a.m. at the airport. Now, Friday, May 17th, 7:30 a.m., also at the airport, is the Volusia Economic Development Q Breakfast. That's the one I mentioned with the new Economic Development Director, Lou Paris. That's going to take place, like I say, the 17th, but that will include economic data, the stuff that you need to know, the unemployment rates here for the county, as well as every individual city, also building permits for every city, as well as the county, things along those lines. It's a very informative breakfast. So look at my newsletter or go to the county's website under economic development, and you have to RSVP for this. It's a complimentary breakfast, but I highly recommend it. Next item, the nation's job growth slowed and unemployment increased in April, showing a cooler labor market while employers added 175,000 jobs in April versus 300,000 jobs in March. Now, unemployment for April was 3.9% versus 3.8% in March. On the other hand, wages increased 3.9% in April versus 4.1% in March. Now, at question amongst economists and investors is whether the labor market is cooling in an expected fashion, or is it showing serious strains from higher interest rates? Next item, Governor DeSantis announced that Florida is the nation's number one domestic tourist destination and is ranked number two in the nation for international visitors. In 2023, Florida's annual market share of domestic tourists increased from 13% to 14%, underscoring the state's appeal to travelers throughout the country. And at the same time, other destinations like California and the New York markets saw a notable decline. And in March 2024, overseas visitation to Florida increased from key markets such as UK, Germany, and Mexico. And next item is our Did You Know section. So, the primary source of drinking water for Volusia County is the Floridan Aquifer, located beneath the bedrock of Northeast Florida. And so, all of Florida's water treatment plants extract groundwater from this aquifer. And as for daily supply and consumption, Volusia uses about 300 million gallons of potable water per day. Next item, in Washington, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said that she's going to force a vote to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson this week. She said Johnson betrayed Republicans and went against conservative wishes on governmental funding bills, including the Ukraine aid funding package. Now, Democrats, including House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, announced that they will vote to protect House Speaker Johnson's job. Meanwhile, House Speaker Johnson and Representative Greene had like a 2-hour meeting, I believe it was today, and the two said that they're going to continue their discussions. So let's see where that goes. Meanwhile, other House Republicans are questioning whether they should be ousting Johnson after they ousted former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy last October. And who else is there to choose from for House Speaker? And this close to the elections in November, and with other recent departures, Republicans only have a slim 2-member majority. Let's see where this goes.
Okay, today our guest is the new Volusia Economic Development Director, Lou Paris. Glad to have you with us, Lou.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me with you.
Okay. Listen, for our audience members here, if you would, just please explain to me, what are the duties of the Volusia County Economic Development Office?
That's a great question, Jim, because I've found that economic development is often misunderstood. In fact, before getting this job, officially on board, I had the opportunity to speak with a lot of friends and family about this role. And when I asked everyone what they thought economic development meant, I got the array of answers that I received was, it was a wide spectrum. Some people associated with taxes, and I guess I can understand why. Others associated with, how can I describe it, as macroeconomic activity that happens at a very high level that somehow indirectly affects businesses in a region somehow. And the truth is that, you know, we work with businesses directly. So the way I when asked what we do, I describe it as, hey, we have the future, the economic prosperity and the future of the county in our hands. My job, as I see it, is that when our kids graduate high school or college, they can stay in the area with a great job, okay? And to make that happen, a lot of things have to work in tandem, have to work together to make that vision possible. It means diversity of jobs. It means high-paying jobs. It means, you know, that everything else that goes with, living, you know, amenities and everything are available in our region. So that's the way I describe economic development and our functions and our duties. To be more specific, we help recruit businesses from the outside, you know, it could be another country, another part of the U.S. into this region. And we also help the businesses that are here to grow and expand and be successful.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wait a minute. So like what you just said right there, then that's a good point. So in other words, do y'all somewhat tag team with like Team Volusia and like CEO Business Alliance, y'all work in conjunction with them?
We do. These are our, we have a very close relationship with these two organizations. Team Volusia, and we're set up in a very unique way in this county where Team Volusia's responsibility is to actually attract those businesses from anywhere else, okay, like I said, either overseas or in a different part of the country, and bring them here. The CEO Business Alliance, I love the resources because when the decision comes to the end where you want to have a CEO of a company speak with someone who is their peer at the same level and understand the implications of operating in Volusia County, then that's where the CEO Business Alliance, that's the value that they bring to the table. So the three of us work very closely together to make sure that we are increasing our chances of attracting the best possible businesses for the county.
Okay. Well, let's say this. Lou, I am a business person. I've got a company upstate New York. I've got, almost 200 employees or something. I'm tired of the weather, whatever. And I want to move to Volusia County. Why should I move to Volusia County?
Well, plenty of reasons. I'll begin by saying that I've lived and worked in six different countries and I chose to live here. And yes, there is the weather implications of living here that make it appealing. But also from a logistical standpoint, it's phenomenal. Think about the fact that we are right at the crossroads of I-4 and I-95. We also have easy access to important shipping ports and important airports. And these are things that a business considers for their operations, especially when they're talking about expanding. It's critical that these things, this infrastructure is in place. If you add to that our the composition of our community is such that it's I think we bring a great balance to a company because we have a good balance of trained and equipped workers, okay, as well as workers that can bring, you know, affordability to you know, any kind of operation. And I say that comparatively to the likes of New York. That was your specific example. So we can bring cost saving opportunities, but at the same time, those opportunities be diverse enough that we have, you know, the whole gamut of professionals that it takes to run a company.
Okay. A couple of years ago, something that I worked on myself with, I remember Kent Sharples and some others. It was called the Volusia Commercial Space Industry Opportunity Overlay. And they got that in place. I know Clay Irvin and some others worked hard on that, though. So is Volusia County, maybe if you know of anybody, are we seeking some of the aerospace companies? I mean, it's so hot down there at the Cape and all. I mean, and we'd like to get more of those companies. Are you hearing more? Are we chance of getting aerospace companies here?
So, yes. There's like a couple of parts to that question. That overlay helps us. It empowers us to bring more diversity to especially the properties around the airport. So if you think as aerospace, as a cluster of industries that kind of work together, think about the all the kinds of companies that supply aerospace industry businesses. Now we're in a capability. We have the capability of being able to attract those businesses that supply aerospace. What we like about that is that increases the diversity of businesses that we can work with and that we can, you know, bring close to and around the airport. And it's really all about that in terms of something that we seek is diversity of businesses. If we have an economy that is dependent on just one thing or just a handful of things, it puts us in a precarious situation, whereas the more diverse we are, the better we are to be able to weather, economic downturns of things that happen in a specific industry. Now, the other part of that question was, we see, or at least I see, great opportunities in the southeast of the county. The Brevard is quickly saturating, and it's becoming more difficult for businesses to find the proper space to build down there. So they're starting to come over to our county, we're starting.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And the thing is, I think here is what is key is not just waiting until that happens. It's taking a proactive stance to see that through, you know, to be prepared, to have the land ready for use, you know, shovel ready for those businesses that need, you know, anywhere from very large pieces of land to build their business all the way to smaller. So we're working with the southeast cities of Volusia County, and they already have. I was very impressed when I joined. I saw how Oak Hill, Edgewater, and New Smyrna Beach have joined in a coalition to do just that, to be able to attract manufacturing or advanced manufacturing to the area. And they have a vision that is very unique and very, very exciting, at least for me, to see. And I am planning on giving them all my support to be able to see that vision through, because it's an area of the county that has huge potential for industrial development.
Yeah, they're nice people down there. You're right. You're so right, though. But Lou, Any closing comments that you have for us?
Absolutely. I see this as an area with great potential. Like I said before, I've lived and worked in six different countries. And I am working now on a strategy where, and I tell everyone this, that the Pareto principle, you know, that 20% is responsible for 80% of something else. So in this case, I would make a case that there's 20% of businesses in Volusia County that are responsible for about 80% of the GDP. At the same time, I think that there's another 20% of businesses that may be small or smaller, but have the potential to become the next big, you know, biggest 20%. And so I am working right now to identify which are these businesses that have great potential. And I'm looking at you know, gathering a list of, you know, maybe 2,000-3,000 businesses that fit that criteria, and find out what they need, what are the biggest pain points, and develop solutions and services accordingly for them, and help them find ways that they can overcome those barriers so they can grow faster. So that's something that our team will be working on in the coming years, and we're very excited about.
Okay. Well, listen, I am very much excited about your upcoming Q breakfast on, was that May 17th, Friday, May 17th, 7:30 at the airport. Now, you got a good program that day, but that'll be, I guess, your first program that you will be delivering the economic data.
That is, I'm excited not only for it to be my first Q breakfast, but from all the meetings that I used to attend, you know, countywide, the Q breakfast was one of my favorites. It's one of the places where I saw that it was most interesting because of the information that was disseminated, because the speakers they had were engaging and relevant. And so I feel privileged that now I get to MC these events myself. So it's awesome.
Well, I look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you. Likewise.
And to finish up, again, don't forget, national debt is now $34.7 trillion, and it's growing every day, and that interest is being paid daily to service that debt. And that could be used for other things. So look for a new podcast episode to be released next week. And the views expressed on this podcast may or may not necessarily express the opinions of Jim Cameron Consulting. And for more news, check out my newsletter. I just emailed it last week. But if you're not receiving it, call me at 566-2140. And my $1,000 guarantee still stands. And I want to thank those fraternity guys up at University of North Carolina that protected the American flag when protesters tried to take it down and hoist a Palestinian flag in its place. And I'm damn proud of these students for standing up against all that bullshit chaos going on our college campuses. Hopefully, one day, sanity will return. Now, this is Jim Cameron signing off, saying God bless Israel, Ukraine, United States, and NATO. And our regular listeners already probably know how I feel about Hamas and that bastard Vladimir Putin. And I'm sorry if that offends you, but if it does, you probably got the wrong podcast. So you can just email me if you want to unsubscribe. I won't hold it against you. But aside from that, let me end with Roll Tide.